The story of Luis Martinez is being chronicled by freelance reporter Michael Frank, whose stories have been featured in The River, an online news source of Chronogram. Luis Martinez was detained by immigration officials on January 16th in New Paltz, and since then, Michael Frank has been following the story.
Luis really is a proxy for so many other people who I suppose are less prominent. He's a pretty prominent developer. He has projects all over the five boroughs and employs over 100 people. So, you know, we tend to otherize who an undocumented person is. But Luis Martinez doesn't fit into that neat box. He's somebody who, you know, really has made the most of his life. And so what's uncommon about him really is that kind of prominence, and also that he hasn't chosen to live in the shadows or anything like that. He owns a restaurant in New Paltz. He has a development project in New Paltz. He's very public.
Tell us about the morning of January 16th. What happened and what has happened since?
Well, a typical day for him. He was headed to his office. He was outside of his office, and ICE officers didn't identify themselves as ICE, told him to get into the back of a car. He wanted to see something like a warrant. ICE frequently doesn't show a warrant, and they didn't show a warrant in this case. Only after he got in the car did they identify themselves, and they didn't present him with any charges for 11 days. So it actually took some work on the part of his family and friends to get him in touch with a lawyer in New York City, who then demanded ICE produce some sort of documentation about why he was detained.
And what did that documentation say? Why him and why now?
Yeah, that's a question that may never be answered. I asked ICE. They would not answer that question. But, you know, ICE under Trump is different. My own reporting showed that they have now been working with the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, USCIS, which ordinarily would do something like, you know, have a hearing with you and your American spouse to see whether you're eligible for a green card. Now they're actually working together, and they've been sued about this because that's not what USCIS's mandate is. In this particular case, what's, you know, unanswerable in a way is why him, why now? He had a DUI in 2014. If you get fingerprinted for any crime at all and you're not a legal U.S. citizen, it shows up in a system that ICE uses, and it's very likely they were just going down the list and he was next on the list, and that's why they detained him.
You have had an update with him just this past Saturday.
He and I have been back and forth with red tape. I was trying to visit him in Orange County Correctional Facility. That has not been easy. People should know that throughout the Hudson Valley, that is likely where you might end up, although if you're detained by ICE, you might end up in Western New York, if that's in Albany. Anyway, so they don't make it easy for journalists to visit detainees in jail. And instead, what I did is I sat with his wife, Tina, at the restaurant La Charla in New Paltz, and we waited for him to make one of his regular phone calls, which he did, which is a collect call from the jail, which is quite expensive, by the way. And we managed to chat for, you know, 12 minutes total. And so I, you know, did a rapid fire interview with him to try to understand a little bit more about him. I'd interviewed so many of his friends and family, but actually talking to Luis had been really difficult. And I just learned, kind of reinforced what I already knew, which is that this is a pretty interesting guy who has been in the U.S. since he was 8 years old, and has lived his life very much like an American.
Has he received any support, for instance, from Sean Patrick Maloney or Antonio Delgado, any of the members of Congress from that region?
I heard through channels that Antonio Delgado has actually called Tina Martinez's wife to express support. What will be interesting to see is how that can manifest itself. Members of Congress have an official ICE liaison, but as we've seen with this White House, that might not move the needle at all. And I should mention, the reason why he has a right to stay in this country is he witnessed the murder of his brother in Newburgh back in 1999 and worked with the cops rather tirelessly to try to prosecute the murderers of his brother. And when you do that, you are legally qualified for what's known as a U visa, which exists as an incentive so that people will come forward. If you're the victim of a rape or you witness a crime, the federal government passed laws in 2000 that said, please come forward, please help the police battle gangs. And there's a deep irony here, which is this constant drumbeat about Trump saying MS-13 is, you know, a danger to us. Well, you can't disincentivize people coming forward. So Martinez came forward, and actually one of the people who he testified about to the police ended up, there's no direct line because the police won't comment on this, but ended up being deported. So there's a huge irony that he helped somebody deport somebody who was a gang member, and now he's under threat of being deported, even though this U visa claim should be processed.
So what is the status right now? Is there a hearing coming up? What is the legal status as of right now?
So luckily, his attorneys were able to argue that he had a right to claim asylum. He actually came here with his mom when he was a child, along with his brother Jesus, because her husband had been murdered in Mexico. So she was claiming asylum way back in the early 90s and got that claim, became a U.S. citizen. And so he has a right to claim asylum because the same people who murdered his father are still out there. So that's the first order of business, whether or not the federal government decides that that claim is valid. But he gets to go before a judge for that. If that's refused, he still gets to go before a hearing to see whether or not the U visa stands. And if that goes forward, then he would go through what has ordinarily been a regular process. But it still will take years to see whether or not that goes through, and for the moment, he's stuck in detention.
Michael Frank is a freelance journalist who has been following the story of Luis Martinez, a New Paltz developer and restaurant owner who's being held by immigration officials. Those stories can be found online at therivernewsroom.com.